Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I haven't gotten a lot of sleep the last 6 days because my dog had surgery. Remember I told you that she tore her ACL? Not exactly sure how, but sometimes dogs do that, especially if they're females. They're jumping off things. I don't know. You know, we have cats. We have four cats. So the dog, maybe she thinks she's a cat, but the dog doesn't really climb much. She's a little Bichon. So she had to have ACL surgery, and it was expensive, but worth it because she's my little baby Uzi. And she got her surgery, and we took her home, and it's been pretty miserable for her, and it's been pretty miserable for us because she has a cone on. And this cone, and I've had cats and dogs with cones. The cats talk me out of removing the cone, but I'm not removing the cone on this dog because she will lick at her wound. And when you spend $5,000 on surgery, you don't want to take her back to surgery. So that cone is staying on. Well, when you have an animal who has a cone, she can't scratch her ears. She can't scratch her nose. She has some difficulty eating. So I'm hand feeding her. When I do, you know, when she does try to eat herself, she knocks over the water. Trying to go pee-pee on one leg is hard. And then she wants to sleep with us. So we put her in the bed, and she likes to cuddle up with me because it gets a little cold at night, and then she keeps smacking me in the head all night long with the cone. And mind you, I still have the other cats, right? And the cats want to sleep in the bed, too. And, you know, I am married, so I'd like to spend some time with my husband. And the dog and the cats, and it's, so it's been very, very tough to sleep. So I found a way to get my dog to sleep by telling her bedtime stories. But she doesn't like the bedtime stories. And she's been in a bad mood because the cats have been making fun of her. The cats are saying she looks stupid. You know, the cats are trying to get her eats. We have to put her in a little enclosure because she's not supposed to be running on a leg that just had ACL repair. So she thinks the cats don't like her, and we can't bathe her. So I'm sleeping next to a dog that is getting stinky because we would bathe her pretty often. So I told her this bedtime story, and if you guys want to use it for your animal, you can steal it. I'm not going to publish a book with this story. It's really good, though. So the story is there was a little doggy named Ooze. I don't want her to think it's about her, so I changed the name just a little bit. And Uzi used to have four cat friends, but the four cat friends didn't want to hang out with her anymore. And Uzi asked her mommy why. Well, mommy came home from work one day, picked her up, and said, "You stink. You need bubble bath." But Uzi didn't want to do bubble bath. So she wanted to just remain stinky. So the mommy said, "Well, then the cats aren't going to be friends with you. You stink." And the dog's like, "No, I'm right. I don't have to take a bubble bath. I can make friends without a bubble bath." And the mommy's like, "Whatever." So the mommy walks away and goes and preps for her radio show. This is the bedtime story. Okay. And all of a sudden, a little roach comes up to the dog, Uzi. And the roach hangs out. Then a louse comes and hangs out. Then a flea comes by. Then a cricket. So the mommy comes back to check on Uzi. And Uzi, the dog in the story, now has all these bugs around her. And she goes to her mommy, "You see, I have friends." And the mommy now sees thousands of bugs and roaches and louse and lice. And Uzi's happy. Uzi's saying, "You see, I don't need to take a bath. I don't need the cats anymore. I have friends." And the mommy's like, "Guess you proved me wrong." The end. And so Uzi loved that bedtime story. Right? She thought it justified her, you know, I could stink and not have a bath, even though she doesn't like bath time. Most dogs do. She doesn't like bath time. But she fell asleep. So for any of you that have a pet that will fall asleep, please feel free to use that story of a dog ooze that stinks. But I bring this up not to jest, but before you adopt a pet, and we spoke about this, all right, you need to realize that you have to be in it for the long haul. Now, I love my animals. I love my animals sometimes more than my kids. So even the kids know that. You know, Mom, can I have your leftovers? Oh, hell no. That was expensive. You know, go cook yourself up something else. We got soup. And then they see me feed the leftovers to the dog. So I love my pets. They know that. My pets are my fur babies. But as we spoke about earlier in the week, you need to be prepared for things costing money. Either buying pet insurance, or if you don't think the pet insurance is going to cover everything you need, paying for it yourself. But you also have to realize that these animals need care. Dog needs physical therapy. Dog needs somebody to work the leg. Dog needs somebody to help clean her tootie. Because when she goes potty and her little tushy's all stinky, got to clean that. Dog needs to be scratched. So I come home, and if I think my dog has an itchy, I'll, like, do scratch. And then when you stop, she looks up at you and she smacks you with her coat and you have to do it again. And it really is a commitment. And I know a lot of people are thinking, you know what, my kids want a pet. I'm going to get the kid a pet. And I love it when homes have pets and these and kids get a pet. But I hate it when people think these pets are on autopilot or auto. They're not. And pets do age. And pets need care. And so for those of you, you know, that are on social media and you see everybody show pictures of their pets and all that, you also see a lot of pictures of pets in their cones or pets in surgery or pets going to the farm or crossing Rainbow Bridge. I didn't know what that meant. My friends would be posting so-and-so cross Rainbow Bridge. And I'm like, why does anybody put up a flipping gate? Because we have we have the freeway and then Rainbow crosses it, so there's the Rainbow Bridge. I had no idea that meant, like, going to the farm. Somebody put up a flipping bridge. And why are you guys walking the dog by the freeway? But it takes a lot. So, you know, you find a puppy, you find a rescue. Our rescue animals, for the most part, were pretty healthy. We took them to the vet. But it's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. Having kids are sleepless nights, having parents are sleepless nights, and having a pet are sleepless nights. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so no surprise here. Kevin McCarthy has just lost a seventh ballot for Speaker. In fact, I think Representative Matt Gaetz voted for Trump in the third day. I didn't think you could nominate a non-representative for the speaker. I'm a little confused by what's going on. But GOP leader Kevin McCarthy does not have the full weight of his party as we're trying to get Congress to move forward because we have a lot going on. And McCarthy's tally of no votes is exceeding. The reason why this is taking so long is the majority the Republicans have is so narrow that if he loses four votes, he can't make it. And what people don't realize is that the Democratic nominee, Hakeem Jeffries, could win. If any of these Republicans get so mad that they say, you know what, forget it. Now, there's a good chance those Republicans will not, be able to get reelected. But, anybody can win and be the, be the Speaker of the House. And usually there's some agreement, but there's a lot of contesting and debating. And as they keep putting this up for votes, I think back in 1923, there was 118 times this was voted on, or 1858, there was also a lack of consensus, and it took a while. Prior to 1858, when we didn't have two parties, it took longer. Now, with two parties, it seems like, the R's vote for the R's, the D's vote for the D's, they move on, and they get to business. Here we are on day three of this, seventh round voting, and they haven't decided. So, there's a group of, quote-unquote, Never Kevin Republicans, which they're calling the Taliban, which I don't think is appropriate. I don't really think we should be name-calling. But you have about 20 Republicans that don't like McCarthy and have no problem holding all this up until they get what they want. They say the majority of them voted for Representative GOP, Representative Byron Donalds. And then Matt Gaetz decided to nominate Donald Trump. And so it's, this is very, very frustrating. And I don't know much about McCarthy. I don't know how popular he is or how unpopular he is. But you do have a country that is already on, pins and needles, and we're already on thin ice when it comes to our border, when it comes to the spending, when it comes to, paying off student loans and debt and people not working and inflation and recession. It's kind of a mess, and crime, COVID. So we've been looking forward to what the 118th Congress can do. And this is not a good sign. If the Congress can't even figure out a speaker and get this worked out, then we're going to have a hell of a 2 years figuring out how to get things passed. And this doesn't make the Republicans look good, because they won a slim majority, and they won because people didn't like the lack of checks and balances that we had with the Senate, House, and Biden administration. So there was enough people in certain districts to say, no more, let's get stuff done. And this can make the Republicans look bad, as their politicians are politicians. So what happens? Do you give in to the 20? Do you have somebody else then think, Jim Jordan, I would think, would be a very popular choice, but he doesn't want to do it. And finally, he asked them to stop nominating him, or something happened where they just stopped nominating him. Because, again, if you're nominated for somebody who doesn't want you to be there, that's, I get it. I don't like the idea of we're just going to vote D or R. We're just going to go with the flow. I love the fact that people are individuals and that they are representing their district. But you have to ask, are these 20 representing their district? Are the 200 or so voting for McCarthy representing their district? And I don't know if anybody has called back their district and said, who do you want? Because remember, that's why they're there. They're not there for their own political gain. They're not there to grandstand. They're not there to say, well, look, I earned it, so, I'm the one that should be the easy issue in. I mean, what do the constituents want? My guess is the constituents want this to, be done. Now, I don't have all the details on what some of the negotiations are. And, some of the concessions we are hearing that may come from McCarthy is it's a concession to the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, they say. The California Republican has offered to lower the number of members required to sponsor a resolution to force a vote to remove the speaker from 5-1. Now, this is a change the GOP leader had previously said would not accept. So apparently, he is conceding to allowing him to later be removed, if I could read that correctly. The Freedom Caucus wants to have rules committee seats. McCarthy is open to allowing GOP hardliners to handpick four of the party's members to the powerful rules committee. No small concession, they say, as it controls what legislation reaches the floor, as well as allowing any lawmaker to propose changes on spending, including any that would taint the measure. A vote on term limits. There were discussions on introducing legislation limiting House members to 3 terms and senators to 2 terms. The upper chamber is currently led by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and he is not going to like that because then he's out of office. Several of the, quote, Never Kevin Caucus want high-profile assignments, including Florida's Matt Gaetz as chair of the House Armed Services Subcommittee and Maryland's Andy Harris as head of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services, and then changes to the appropriations process. The Freedom Caucus wants rule change that would decentralize power in both the House GOP and the rest of the chamber to give more power to individual members. The demand that committee chairs are selected by the committee and not the leadership. And it rewards, I guess, fundraising and party loyalty. I'm not really sure. That's Daily Mail's take on that. So, for those people who think that there's the swamp and that we have to drain the swamp, and you keep hearing drain the swamp, we don't want the same old, same old. I appreciate the fact that there are members that can't stand the fact that there are ideologies that the Republicans hold true or the Democrats hold true. And there continually has to be an abortion of that, or a surrender of it. But that's how politics is. And I don't like to see the game of politics. I don't like it. That's why I'm not a politician. And so it is a little concerning that rather than let's get work done, let's work together, there has to be this sort of hostage holding of the seat or of anything getting done unless things go a certain way. Now, some people might say, good for these 20. You know, this is what made Congress useless, and maybe things are going to get done, so changing it up might be actually huge. And some people might look at these 20 as heroes. Others may look at it as, okay, is this really what your constituents want? If you don't get what you want, are we really going to be looking at 118 votes? Or months of this BS? You know, the GOP only has 2 years being in the slim majority. Who knows what's going to happen in the next election? Are they really going to waste any days? So I don't know what the answer is. And I don't know what I support because I'm not a politician. And, but I do understand that you have individuals that will say one thing and then do another. And not necessarily represent what people voted them to do. And that is, that's an issue. So I hope they come to some conclusion. If these are things that McCarthy can't live with and McCarthy doesn't want to make those concessions, then McCarthy needs to step down and they find somebody else to nominate a speaker. I do find it fascinating that Jim Jordan didn't want to do it. Why? That's the other thing. You have somebody who wants to do it? Yeah, 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. On the far right,
not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Texas Republican Chip Roy on the spending cap and debt ceiling bill hammered out by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. On the far left,
it could have been much worse, and it is bad in a lot of respects.
But Wisconsin Democrat Gwen Moore hasn't decided which way to vote. The bill raises the debt ceiling and sets some federal spending limits. It's going to the House Rules Committee today. It will decide if the measure goes to the full House. The White House says British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will come for an official working visit next week. Five people are still unaccounted for after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed on Sunday. Residents are objecting to city plans to quickly demolish the rest of the building as soon as today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rachel asks, Dr. Dahlia, what do you think would happen in a Trump-DeSantis matchup for the primary? Now, again, I'm not really a political analyst. I do like talking strategy sometimes, but I do find it fascinating that notice how things have been a little quiet on the Trump front, and I'm interested to see what Trump's doing. I know Trump wants to run. I know he wants to win. I know he wants to prove that America did want him in office. And the best way to prove that he was right is to get reelected. So I think he is going to go for broke. But DeSantis has impressed a lot of GOP.
and has a pretty good following and has been making more news than Trump has. Now, it could also be that the media allows more of DeSantis coverage than Trump. There's been a lot of censorship of Trump. But DeSantis, which is very interesting, wasn't there a survey looking at what would make the perfect president? And one such survey result was they prefer a governor. If somebody could run a state, then they might have a much better chance of running a country, as opposed to somebody who represents a district or somebody as with the Senate represents a state. And that isn't the first time I heard about that. I've heard that people prefer a governor in that role because to manage a state, it's a dry run. And mind you, some states are smaller, but there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys are watching Yellowstone. I mean, it takes a lot of work. it takes a lot of savvy. It takes some popularity. And a big thing that I think the reason why having a governorship behind you when you run for office is more lucrative is because you could have substantial things to show. Congress people or representatives have a little bit of an uphill battle because even though they represent their district and they do a lot, they're a part of a vote. Or they can't necessarily say they single-handedly did something, even though, you know, governors still need a team. I mean, it's not all them. But a governor could say, these are my policies, these are what I changed, this is what happened. You don't necessarily have a representative that's able to say, I turned all this around. And be able to show the evidence like a governor would. So I think representatives could be fantastic, but they just might have a tougher time. You know, this is why Obama had some issues. He still was elected, but why Obama had some issues, because they were saying all he really had was that he was a community leader. Now, he was a senator, but he wasn't a senator for that long, and there wasn't enough of a database of all the things he did that people could say, oh, so then he would do this for the country. Now, a voting pattern is helpful, and a voting pattern and those statistics are very helpful, but it's, I get it. I think being a governor does offer you that advantage. Now, Trump's advantage was he ran businesses. So when you have the Great Recession, which now on the internet they're trying to say ended in 2009, when most of us felt it till 2015, the Great Recession was so painful and it went on so long that you had somebody who knew how to run businesses and would be a non-politician. People gave him a chance and the economy roared. They might not have liked some of his other policies, but the economy boomed. And so another resume necessity would be somebody who has experience. Personally, I think, and I think this was also on the survey, I think anybody running the country and being the commander-in-chief should have military experience. That, I think, is paramount. If you are going to be commander-in-chief, and mind you, being, you know, you are always advised, you know, by the military, and we're not always going to have generals be in the position and be able to win. But, you know, Ron DeSantis serves in the Navy. Having that background will at least help you qualify and give you some qualification for helping manage one of the biggest and best militaries of the world. He might, again, Navy, only one of the branches, but it's better than somebody who never picked up a weapon. So it's fascinating to me. So Ron DeSantis, from the Republican standpoint, could do very, very well. Could he beat Trump? At first, people thought, maybe not. Boy, people love Trump. There are so many people out there that love Trump and love what he did. But Ron DeSantis offers a little less drama. President Trump, even though there's a lot of debate on how he lost and how much he lost by, still lost an election. Ron DeSantis might satisfy some of those people who are worried that Trump could lose again. And the other thing that's happening, that from a psychological standpoint, because with voting, it's very psychological. Trump won because of his ability to give us confidence in what he could do from a money standpoint, what he could do from a border standpoint, what he could do from a crime standpoint. But Trump, whether it was his fault or no fault of his own, lost control. Trump doesn't appear to have control. He didn't appear to have control over the January 6th riots. He wasn't able to have control over the 2020 riots. He didn't have control over the lockdowns. And the lockdowns happened in 2020. He didn't want them to happen, but he didn't have that control. He doesn't have control over his own house with the FBI raiding it. Now, he's only one man. And if he is being beat up on, you know, by all these, you know, entities, I mean, I feel for him. But from a psychological standpoint, people might not be convinced that he's really in control. He came into the office going, we're controlling the border, we're doing this, I'm not going to let China take us on, you know, we're going to get our economy back, we're going to, and it, people liked it. But lately, it looks like he's losing control. And again, this might not be of any fault of his own, but it's a much different look than DeSantis. So I, you know, it'll be really interesting. I think, you know, same thing with the Democrats. Biden doesn't look like he's in control. It looks like somebody else is controlling. He's even admitted it. He said, all right, they're not going to allow me to speak to reporters, or I have to do what I'm told, or I'm not allowed. You're the flipping president. You're the one, if you want to have a beer with reporters, you have a beer with reporters. Mind you, Secret Service is going to want to vet and want to clear the area. But if you're president, you're president. You're everybody's boss. And he just doesn't seem to have that I'm in control. That is what is going to win this next election. Somebody looking spry, looking mentally fit, and looking like they are in command. That's why DeSantis might really have a shot. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I am becoming addicted to, I shouldn't use the word addicted, but man, I will stop in my tracks to watch, are these time capsules on social media where there's videos of New York in the 1920s or Jersey in the 40s. Or one is Hawaii in the 1950s. And it's a film in color. And they put some background noise to make it sound like you're on the street at the time. And you feel like you are in a car or walking on the road. in the 1920s or the 1940s. And it's cool. And you see people that look like real people. I mean, you know, when you look at an old photo, people didn't really smile a lot in the 20s, and you don't really catch a lot of that now. We smile all the time, and we puff out our lips, and we do all these weird things. But people posed differently throughout the years for photos. And it is fascinating to see, well, he looks like my cousin Joe, or clothes a little different. Not everybody wore hats like I thought in the late 40s. I thought hats were a real big thing. But not everybody did, probably because of the, because of the rationing. Maybe there was, but all I know is I didn't see as many hats as I thought I would if it was 1940 in New York. So, fascinating. And I just love nostalgia. I'm a Gen X. So, we were born between 1965 and 1980. The baby boomers were born between 45 and 65. Although when I went to school, they had said you were a baby boomer. If somebody came back from being overseas during World War II and made a baby on leave. But they've changed that to, because, you know, my parents were born in 42 and 44, and they called themselves baby boomers because that was the definition, you know, coming back from leave. But those are traditionalists. If you were born before 1945, you're a traditionalist. Between 45 and 65, you're a baby boomer. Between 65 and 80, you're a Generation X, which is me. Between 1980 and 1995, you're a millennial. Between 1995 and 2010, you're Gen Z. 2010 on up, you're Generation Alpha, until they come up with a new name. So, I love the fact that I was Gen X, and I'm sure the baby boomers like being able to have those memories of things that the new kids just don't understand. There was a piece, there was an article on Wealthy Nickel. Boomers share 10 things millennials and Gen Z will never understand. And this was kind of nostalgic, and I liked it, and it brought back good memories. One was calling the movie theater. You would call the movie theater, you would hear the recording with movie times. Now, that was long. It was great marketing for the movie. Because you're like, oh, really? That movie's playing? The new Indiana Jones is out? The third Star Wars is out? Return of the Jedi? Oh, wow, maybe we should look at that next time. But I remember calling the movie theater to watch Home Alone. Getting the times. It was the $1.99 theater, so I would see the movies after they'd been out, and I called 734-2124, which was the $1.99 movie theater, and I would call for movie times, and you'd get the recording. It was fantastic. Now, it's a little easier. You just go online, and then you could even buy your tickets, but it's something that, yeah, brings back memories. A memory that I didn't witness, but the baby boomers did, is the draft lottery. On Reddit, I believe this came from a Reddit post, he said, watching a draft lottery to see if your number would be low enough that you would be drafted to fight in Vietnam. And people would watch. We talked about how the draft works because people have been worried if we do go into World War III, how does that work? They won't call 18-year-olds first. They'll start with the 20-year-olds. And then they'll go 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And then they'll go to 18-year-olds and then 19-year-olds. But watching the draft lottery and seeing if your loved one got called or pretty anxiety producing. Recording our favorite songs on the radio. Now that I did. I would get a tape, a blank tape, and when you would hear, pour some sugar on me, I would hit the record and you could hear the music lead in. Red light, yellow light, green. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to hurry up and record it. So I had a lot of partial songs, but I did record songs. And you would just wait, or you would call the DJ and ask for a request. And then they'd say, all right, I'm going to play it soon. When are you going to play it? Soon. Click. And then you'd wait an hour or two. If they got mad at you, you'd wait even longer. And then finally they'd play it. And you'd be like, oh my God, they listened to me. Even though they always played Def Leppard anyway. People were not reachable 24/7. That stunk. Waiting for a date, waiting for a guy to call me, that stunk. But on the flip side, now that we have texting, if someone's not going to, now there's no excuse. If somebody doesn't text you or call you back that day, that's a problem. Then that's, you know, before it's like, well, maybe they're not by a phone. I would talk myself into all the reasons why a guy wasn't calling me back or wasn't interested or, you know. And now there's no excuse. Clearing your calendar to watch a TV show. So I used to watch Melrose Place. And it was difficult in medical school. I had to stop watching it because you would be on call. But when you weren't on call, to make sure you would be home, gosh, I forget what night it would be on, to watch it. And it was, I do that with football, though. Like this Sunday, Dallas plays at 1:25 Pacific. So I'm taking my friend's mom and my mom to bingo, but we're getting out early. We're going to early bingo, and then, ladies, I got to go watch football. See ya. So it's for football, I need to watch that live. And you want to know what? I like that. I don't like the idea of, oh, I'm going to tape it later. I kind of miss that. All right, you know what, guys? I'm scheduling this around the game. I like that. Encyclopedias and the Dewey Decimal System and card catalogs. Kids don't know what an encyclopedia is. They know Wikipedia, and they use Wikipedia. But if I bring up Dewey Decimal System, huh, say what? We had to find the book. You couldn't tear out the page. You couldn't take a picture. You had to read it or take notes. Highlighting a book. They don't have that on there, but I remember highlighting my textbooks. And I couldn't afford new textbooks in college, so I would buy used. And the used books were all highlighted. And my mom's like, you don't want that crap. They highlighted everything. I'm like, yeah, but it's cheaper. I'll take the highlights. I'll just read everything in yellow. People smoked everywhere. You always saw people smoking. You'd always smell it. You got used to it. I didn't like it. My grandma smoked. I grew up around smoke. Kids don't know what that's like. You know, sitting there, putting the cigarette, ashtrays everywhere. It was kind of disgusting. Spittle. But you used to have to memorize the phone number. This, I told you, is what's really making us now less intelligent because we don't have to force ourselves to memorize things. Remember waiting for your pictures to come from PhotoMart? And you had to wait, and then you got it. You're like, oh, my gosh, let me throw this one out. I don't know where all my pictures are growing up. But then they have that funny look. Being bored in the bathroom, young kids don't know about. You'd have to have something to read, like The Inquirer or Teen Magazine, if you wanted to go potty. Now we just go on our phones. That's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.